Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 6th, and happy 22nd birthday to former Cartersville High School and Clemson University star and current Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
With the first pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence, quarterback, Clemson.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Kia Mall of Georgia. Two teens have been arrested on armed robbery and hijacking charges. Gwinnett schools are concerned about a TikTok challenge calling on students to slap teachers on the backside. The Collins Hill High School community is grappling with the death of a popular teacher. Former University of Georgia coach Mark Richt headlined an event in support of neighborhood cooperative ministries in Peachtree Corners. The Wellstar and United Healthcare contract has ended without a deal. And finally, the director of the Gwinnett County Public Schools community-based mentoring program, Hispanic Girls Priority, has been named one of the 50 most influential Latinos in Georgia. Plus, we'll talk to Dylan Temple from Uncle Jack's Meat House. He's one of the chefs that you can cook along with during Good Taste Gwinnett.
Some of the things you'll be seeing from Uncle Jack's for Good Taste Gwinnett this year, we're going to do some of our most crowd favorites from the meat houses in Gwinnett, and we're also going to do one of our signature dishes on our new tavern menu coming up later this month in Lawrenceville.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
I'm making more time to celebrate special occasions by ordering my Publix desserts. With delivery powered by Instacart, I can shop my bakery favorites from anywhere I am and have them delivered in as little as 2 hours. So whether it's a birthday, a holiday, or just a Tuesday, I'll be ready to celebrate the occasion with the people I love. Prices vary from in-store. Fees, tips, and taxes may apply, subject to terms and availability. Visit Publix.com/shop. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
A pair of Gwinnett County teenagers are facing several charges after deputies found them in a stolen vehicle with handguns. The Gwinnett Sheriff's Office Fugitive Unit found the 15-year-old and 16-year-old in a Nissan Rogue. Each teen was carrying a handgun. The teens are not being identified by the sheriff's office because they're juveniles. They face charges including hijacking a motor vehicle, aggravated assault, possession of a pistol or revolver by a person under 18, and multiple counts of armed robbery.
I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun.
The Gwinnett Daily Post has 2 tickets to give away to see Mercy Me at the Gas South Arena on October 10th. Call 404-997-8655 for your chance to win. That's 404-997-8655 for your chance to see Mercy Me October 10th at the Gas South Arena.
Gwinnett County Public School Superintendent Calvin Watts is warning parents about a new social media challenge calling on students to hit their teachers on the backside. Superintendent Watts sent a letter to parents warning about TikTok challenges such as the Devious Licks challenge that encouraged students to steal things from their schools in September. He highlighted a new challenge going around on the social media platform that calls on students to engage in behavior that he warned could result in sexual assault charges. The TikTok challenges that have emerged during the current school year have not avoided Gwinnett County Public Schools. Watts said there were several GCPS students who engaged in the Devious Licks challenge last month. Students who stole items from their schools as a part of the challenge received disciplinary action as well as criminal charges in some cases. Superintendent Watts is asking parents to talk to their children about the dangers of participating in the TikTok challenges. He also encouraged families to reach out to their schools if they need additional information about the challenges. The Collins Hill High School community is in mourning this week after language arts teacher Jason Appling, who was a former Collins Hill Teacher of the Year, died over the weekend. Collins Hill Principal Corinza Wing informed the school community of Appling's death in a letter sent out to parents over the weekend. Mr. Appling's cause of death was not disclosed in the letter. He was Collins Hill's Teacher of the Year in 2017 and has been an educator for more than 20 years. Prior to working at the school, he taught at Riverdale High School in Clayton County. Parents of Collins Hill students who are upset over Mr. Appling's death are being warned to expect their children to exhibit mood swings. The parents are urged to accept those mood swings and to provide support for their children, as well as an environment where they can share their feelings. Former University of Georgia football coach Mark Richt headlined a Putting the Pieces Back Together event last night, hosted by Neighborhood Cooperative Ministries to raise awareness and support for those affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Coach Richt shared a message of hope as the organization answers their charge to help those in need get back on their feet. As the Neighborhood Cooperative Ministries completes their capital campaign, the organization has a unique opportunity to exponentially accelerate their assistance capability. Through challenge grants, two Atlanta foundations will provide a 275% match to the co-op for Beyond the Building campaign designated donations that are received by mid-November. This would allow the co-op to be able to turn $200,000 into $750,000. Neighborhood Cooperative Ministries is a faith-based nonprofit ministry dedicated to providing emergency assistance to families in Norcross, Peachtree Corners, Doraville, and Tucker.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Fall in love with the DTL. There's something for everyone in downtown Lawrenceville this fall. With many old and new places to visit and activities to enjoy, Lawrenceville has an abundance of entertainment, dining, and shopping for all ages and interests. Test your taste buds with new restaurants or visit local favorites for Sunday brunch. Take a stroll through the Depot District and discover your next brew. For the latest on dining, shopping, and events, visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Don't you have health insurance at work?
Well, actually, we gave it all up for a pinball machine in the lounge.
Oh!
Tens of thousands of United Healthcare members will now face higher out-of-pocket fees if they go to Wellstar Health System hospitals and doctors. The contract between the two organizations ended Sunday without a new agreement. An estimated 80,000 United members will be affected. Payment for medical services is the sticking point. United says Wellstar demands for higher reimbursements are excessive, and the 11 hospital Wellstar says it's seeking the same rates that other insurers are paying. The nonprofit Wellstar dominates medical care in Cobb County and the suburbs northwest of Atlanta. In past years, a large majority of contract negotiations between hospital systems and insurers would be resolved before a contract was severed. But more recent battles have gone past the deadlines for reaching a new deal. Negotiations on the overall contract are continuing. For the third year in a row, Nuri Castillo Crawford, the director of Gwinnett County Public Schools' community-based mentoring program, Hispanic Girls Priority, has been named one of the 50 most influential Latinos in Georgia by the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Crawford was selected from a pool of more than 300 applicants. In selecting honorees, the GHCC analyzed the character, impact, and connectivity these self-motivated leaders provide in their communities. The GHCC said Crawford and her peers on the list are trailblazers who have positively impacted the state of Georgia and exemplify the art of leading people, places, and moments in history. Through her work with the district's community-based mentoring program, she recruits, trains, supports, and retains mentors who work with identified Hispanic students in Gwinnett County Public Schools. She also works with the students and their parents, providing support and resources to help students develop personally, socially, and academically. Congratulations, Nuri. Community reporter J.P. Edwards joins the podcast with one of the chefs from the Good Taste Gwinnett virtual cook-along event.
My name is Dylan Temple. I'm the executive chef for Uncle Jack's, New Old Hospitality, owned by Willie Deagle here in Georgia. We have three restaurants in Gwinnett County. We have two steakhouses called Uncle Jack's Meat House, one in Peachtree Corners and one in Duluth. And we're opening Jack's Tavern, our Pioneer Tavern restaurant, at the end of this month in Lawrenceville.
And Dylan, as executive chef over there at Uncle Jack's Meat House, what exactly do you do? Do you create all of the things on the menu?
As far as what I do for the menus, I work in collaboration with Willie Deagle. He's based out of New York, but he's our CEO and sole owner. And he is a food fanatic, chef himself, and was a Food Network personality. So I come up with these crazy ideas, and he comes up with even crazier. And somehow we winnow down and meet in the middle, and that's what comes to the plate. So,
and you're going to be a part of Good Taste Gwinnett. It is a virtual event this year powered by Jackson EMC, and it's taking place on October 21st and 28th. Dylan, tell me about what we're going to see online with Good Taste Gwinnett and you representing Uncle Jack's Meat House.
Some of the things you'll be seeing from Uncle Jack's for Good Taste Gwinnett this year, we're going to do some of our most crowd favorites from the meat houses in Gwinnett. And we're also going to do one of our signature dishes on our new tavern menu coming up later this month in Lawrenceville. Specifically, we're going to do some of the appetizers. We're going to do a chicken cojinas, which is a stuffed Brazilian chicken drum. That's our take on chicken wings at the tavern. And we're also going to show you some of our wonderful homemade pastas that we do at the meat houses as well.
And so those sound incredibly difficult, but you're going to be there to walk people through step by step.
As far as personally for me, most of cooking is not that difficult. You have to learn a few rules, some laws that, you know, this goes well with this, but that's where my true love and passion for cooking comes from. Is once you learn the rules, you're able to break them and manipulate them and add different ingredients. And so, like, no two chefs will ever make a dish exactly the same unless you're following a recipe. Like, even here at our company, like, we'll be doing test kitchen stuff, and I'll reach for vinegar as opposed to my chef will reach for, like, sweet, you know? And it's just such an amazing creative outlet for us to be able to cook like that.
Dylan Temple is the executive chef at Uncle Jack's Meat House. He's going to be a part of Good Taste Gwinnett. And Dylan, you said that there are rules that you need to learn to make cooking easier. Can you give me just one or two off the top of your head of some simple rules?
Some of the simple rules that we follow for cooking, mainly for sauce work as well. You have to learn how to use flour to thicken things. You have to use a medium, which would be butter, to make a roux. But then as you go along that path, if for people that are gluten-free and this kind of thing, you learn about cornstarch slurries, where you just add cornstarch and water and it'll thicken any liquid as well. And then as you get further and further down the hole, you learn about, like, agar, which is a gelatinizing agent made from seaweed. And you also learn about this powder called Ultratex 3, which you can sift into something and it'll thicken it as well. So there's so many different things. But going back to the initial concept of, you know, you have to learn how to thicken something with a roux first, like to make mornay, and then you can start playing with that as well.
Dylan, it seems like it's just a never-ending rabbit hole of information you can go down. Is that correct?
Yeah, oh, it never ends. I tell my chefs this all the time, but the day you've learned everything, you need to quit, because you will never learn everything. And that's where the great chefs, if you look at these Michelin star chefs, they're just constantly learning and evolving and learning from others. I mean, I learned from, you know, people that have been with the company a day more than I learn from people a year, because they're not set in their ways and they see things from a fresh perspective. And that's what I try to approach cooking with, is every day it's like, you know, I'm an intern and I try to like just do the best I can and learn as much as I can. And, you know, it's done me well so far. So
Good Taste Gwinnett is a virtual event. It's powered by Jackson EMC. It's a virtual cook-along on October 21st and 28th. You can find out all the information at goodtastegwinnett.com. And you're going to have the opportunity to cook along with people like Dylan Temple from Uncle Jack's Meat House. He is somebody who, you're a student of the art.
Oh, yes, sir.
And this is an opportunity that I think is extraordinarily rare to be able to cook alongside somebody of your caliber. So thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're always just honored to even be involved in this wonderful event. And we'll keep doing it as long as you'll keep having us, for sure.
To celebrate Good Taste Gwinnett, Publix wants to give you $50. Call 404-997-8655 to win. That's 404-997-8655. 8655, and you could win $50 from Publix.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
The Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles, is coming to the Gas South Arena on October 26th, and we've got tickets for you. You can win tickets just by calling 404-997-8655. This is your chance to win 6 tickets to see the Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles, at the Gas South Arena. All you have to do is call 404-997-8655 to win.